U.S. and Iranian officials continue to fire verbal warning shots at one another, while insisting they want to avoid war, President Donald Trump said in an interview with Fox Business News Wednesday. He doesn't want war with Iran, but we are in a very strong position if something should happen. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Wednesday called the U.S. the world's most vicious regime and a source of wars, conflict, and plunder. Trump has called new sanctions a strong and proportionate U.S. response to the downing of an unmanned U.S. military aircraft in the Strait of Hormuz. Washington says that downing happened in international airspace. Iran says it occurred over its territory. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it is important to avoid moving into a situation which he said would be more dangerous and more difficult than the current one. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says two U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush in the eastern part of the country. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, that brings to 9 the number of fatalities the U.S. military has suffered since the beginning of the year.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who has agreed to provide open testimony before two congressional committees next month. The chairman of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, Representatives Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, announced in a letter late Tuesday that Mueller would appear July 17th. They said that they and all Americans look forward to hearing from him. Speaking at the White House before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, Trump repeated his assertion that there was no collusion and no obstruction by his campaign.
This is a disgraceful thing, and now I heard about it last night, and I just said, does it ever end? At what point does it end? It's a disgrace.
Mueller led a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and allegations that President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to shut down that investigation. The first of two Democratic debates involving 20 candidates is set to tee off in just about 6 hours in Miami, Florida. AP's Ed Donahue has this preview.
More than 20 people want the same job.
I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Are you ready for a political revolution?
10 Democrats will take the stage for a debate tonight, 10 more tomorrow night. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says Elizabeth Warren has the advantage tonight. She is the only one of the 10 considered a major candidate.
She has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Bannon says these debates could provide quick make or break moments.
None of the 20 of them are going to have much time to do or say much of anything. They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short and sweet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration across the country's southern border with Mexico. The legislation needs to be reconciled with a separate border aid bill passed by the House of Representatives before sending it to President Donald Trump for his signature. The White House has said that Trump would veto the House version, which includes restrictions on U.S. immigration agencies and which does not include extra funding for the Defense Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees. The bills come after the death of an immigrant father and his two-year-old daughter in the Rio Grande River near Matamoros, Mexico. A photo of the two has spread worldwide. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The voice of OAA 1, the voice of America.
VOA 1.